Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Sunday, June 21st, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. If you haven't called your dad yet, pause this and go do that. So Father's Day has an interesting backstory that I'll give you the quick version of. Mother's Day became an official federal holiday in 1914. Father's Day didn't become official until 1972. Which is 58 years later. A woman named Sonora Smart Dodd created it in 1910 to honor her father, a Civil War veteran named William Jackson Smart, who raised six kids by himself after his wife died in childbirth. The idea floated around for decades, but kept stalling because, and I'm not making this up, a lot of men at the time thought it was emasculating. They didn't want a sentimental holiday about dads. Congress eventually came around, but it took over half a century longer than the version for moms. And here's an ironic footnote. Anna Jarvis, the woman who created Mother's Day, spent the last years of her life trying to get it abolished because it had become commercialized so far beyond what she intended that she said she wished she would have never started the day. So happy Father's Day to all the dads listening, especially mine. On another note, it also happens to be the longest day of the year. The summer solstice has some science behind it that most people get completely wrong, and since we're all outside enjoying the extra daylight, I think it's worth understanding what's actually happening today. So it was 8:45 p.m. last night, and it was still light out, like fully light out. It kind of felt wild to me, and it got me curious about what's actually going on today. If you ask most people why summer happens, they'll say something like, "The Earth is closer to the sun." I've been saying that my entire life, and I actually just found out that it had it completely backwards. So right now, during the Northern Hemisphere summer, Earth is actually near its farthest point from the sun. We reached that maximum distance, called aphelion, in early July. Summer has nothing to do with distance. It's entirely about tilt. Earth's axis is tilted at 23.44 degrees relative to its orbit around the sun. That tilt means that for half the year, the northern hemisphere is angled toward the sun, receiving more direct sunlight for more hours per day. For the other half, it's angled away. Today, June 21st, is the moment when the tilt reaches its maximum. The northern hemisphere is pointed as directly toward the sun as it ever gets, and the sun reaches its highest point in the sky for the year. And that's the solstice. The word itself comes from Latin, sol meaning sun, and sister meaning to stand still. Because for a few days around today, the sun's path across the sky barely changes. Ancient observers described it as the sun pausing before reversing direction. And here's a detail that reframes the whole day. The tilt that gives us seasons, that makes today the longest day and makes December the shortest, exists because of a catastrophe. Early in Earth's formation, roughly 4.5 billion years ago, a Mars-sized object called Theia slammed into the proto-Earth and knocked its rotation axis off-center. The debris from that collision is believed to have formed the moon. So the reason you have summer, the reason today is long and warm, and the reason you can look up at tonight and see the moon is all because of the same ancient impact. One collision gave us seasons, tides, and the moon. One thing you might be wondering is, if today is the longest day of the year, and we're getting the most sunlight, why isn't it also the hottest day of the year? And why are July and August always hotter than June? The answer is seasonal lag. Land and oceans are slow to heat up. They absorb sunlight all through June and July, and the temperature keeps climbing even as the days start getting shorter. It's like turning off the burner under a pot of water. The water doesn't cool down immediately, right? The idea is that peak warmth trails peak daylight by about a month. So the longest day gives you the most light, but the hottest days are still coming. Today is celebrated as the start of summer, but ancient culture saw it differently. For them, the solstice wasn't the beginning. It was the peak and the turning point. So starting tomorrow, every day gets a little shorter. The sun's arc across the sky drops a tiny bit lower each day. By December, we'll have lost roughly 6 hours of daylight compared to today. The start of summer is actually the moment the light begins to fade, and the cultures that tracked the sun most closely understood that tension. Stonehenge, the 5,000-year-old stone monument in southern England, is aligned so that the midsummer sunrise passes directly over the heel stone and shines into the center of the circle. Thousands of people gather there every year on this morning to watch it happen. Whether the builders intended Stonehenge as a calendar, a temple, or something else entirely is still debated. But the solar alignment is precise enough that it required serious astronomical knowledge at a latitude of 51 degrees north without telescopes, without math, as we know it, 5,000 years ago. In Scandinavia, midsummer is one of the biggest holidays of the year. In Sweden, it's celebrated with more enthusiasm than Christmas. Families raise maypoles, dance around them, wear flower crowns, eat herring, and drink until the sun, which in northern Sweden barely sets at this time of year, comes back a few hours later. Above the Arctic Circle, the sun doesn't set today at all. That's the midnight sun, 24 continuous hours of daylight. And at the same moment, below the Antarctic Circle, the sun doesn't rise. Same planet, same instant, opposite experiences. The solstice isn't something that happens to your city. It's something that happens to the entire planet, and your experience of it depends entirely on where you're standing. So to summarize today's Higher IQ, let's talk about the two topics. First, Happy Father's Day. The holiday took 58 years longer than Mother's Day to become official, partly because men in the early 20th century thought it was emasculating. It's also the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, and the science behind it is opposite of what people think. The summer doesn't happen because we're closer to the sun. We're actually farthest from the sun right now. Summer happens because Earth's axis is tilted 23.44 degrees, a tilt caused by a collision with a Mars-sized object 4.5 billion years ago that actually also created the moon. Stonehenge was built 5,000 years ago to mark this exact day. In Sweden, midsummer is bigger than Christmas, and starting tomorrow, every day gets a little bit shorter. Today's the peak, so go out and enjoy the light while it lasts. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.